USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House says an Affordable Care Act replacement will be released before the 2020 election after Trump administration officials met at Camp David this weekend. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado tells CNN's State of the Union that right now, the GOP doesn't have the best interest of Americans in mind.
The Republicans are for reasons that I do not understand, taking away health care from tens of millions of Americans. That is what Donald Trump has been for. So to me, that's the relevant dividing line. If somebody can come up with a better plan than my plan, not only would I be for that plan, I'd give that person the Nobel Prize if I could do it.
An American woman and her guide, who were kidnapped on Tuesday while on safari in Uganda, have been released. Kimberly Endicott and her guide were taken to safety after ransom was paid. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
The White House is pushing back against House Democrats to release President Trump's tax returns from a six-year period. Personal attorney Jay Sekulow, appearing on ABC's This Week, says lawmakers don't have the right to ask for those documents.
This idea that you're using a Ways and Means hearing about IRS enforcement as a way to get to the president's private individual and business tax returns makes no sense both constitutionally and statutorily. And look, this I think is going to be, if necessary, we're not at that point yet, if it has to be litigated, it'll be litigated.
The price of gas is once again climbing higher and higher as the weather warms up. Analyst Trilby Lundberg says it's slightly higher now than it was a year ago at this time.
Gasoline prices jumped again, this time 12 weeks since March 22. This has been a jump of 47 cents over 3 months. The new average is 278, a nickel over what it was 1 year ago.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Another Democrat is not laughing over Joe Biden's sense of humor. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Former Vice President Joe Biden still getting criticism from members of his own party over how he's handling allegations of making people uncomfortable with his body language. The latest, Colorado's senior Democratic Senator Michael Bennett on CNN's State of the Union.
I don't think anybody should make jokes about it. I think this is a really important time in our country's history when women are coming forward and able to say when they've been made to feel uncomfortable, whether in a sexual way or a non-sexual way, and people's voices should be heard on that. I think on the question of whether it's disqualifying or not, that's up for the voters in a Democratic primary and in a general election to decide.
Bennett himself planning to run for president, but a recent diagnosis of prostate cancer has delayed his announcement. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
There's a warning from the Consumer Product Safety Commission to stop using a Fisher-Price baby sleeper. Fisher-Price has also issued a warning about the Rock and Place sleeper, citing reports of 10 infant deaths since 2015. The commission says the infants who were 3 months or older rolled from their backs to their stomachs or on their side while unrestrained. They also remind parents to never add pillows or stuffed toys to a baby's sleep place to avoid suffocation. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.